People with a stake in the huge Foxconn plant being built in Racine County are trying to figure out what to make of news that the Taiwanese company is changing plans for the factory. The company said Wednesday that it's shifting its focus from making high-tech screens for televisions and other products in favor of creating a research and development hub. It's unclear what, if anything, Foxconn would produce at the facility. As WUWM's Mayan Silva reports, some observers are concerned about what the change means for local workers and Wisconsin taxpayers.
There have been several reports out about Foxconn's plans for Wisconsin in the past few days. First, Reuters reported that Foxconn was reconsidering plans to build liquid crystal display panels. Then, Nikkei Asian Review, a large Japan-based news organization, reported that Foxconn is suspending work on its Wisconsin project for 6 months. Rick Rommel, business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has been following the Foxconn project closely.
Who knows what's going to happen? And that's an honest statement. We really don't know.
Foxconn has promised to create 13,000 jobs. Rommel says the company originally planned to staff its huge electronics factory in Mount Pleasant with two-thirds to three-quarters factory workers and one-third to one-quarter engineers. But with time, those plans changed. Rommel says the company started flipping the percentages of researchers and factory workers in March, then expressed that there would be a clear majority engineers.
That's this dramatic shift from a production-heavy, manufacturing-heavy workforce with relatively low-skill, low-education requirements to what they're now saying is a workforce vastly dominated by engineers and other knowledge-type workers.
Foxconn issued a statement yesterday, reaffirming its commitment to creating 13,000 jobs in Wisconsin. The company indicated that over the next 18 months, it will be moving forward with an advanced manufacturing facility on its Mount Pleasant campus, along with a packaging plant, molding factory, and other facilities. But the statement went on to say that the global market environment has changed, and the company had to adjust its plans. That's left uncertainty as to what exactly the company will produce and who'll be producing it. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett discussed developments Wednesday. He pointed out that one of the major selling points of the factory and the huge tax incentives for Foxconn was that the plant would provide jobs for people who need jobs in Racine and Milwaukee.
Obviously, our major labor pool that needs jobs are the unskilled and the underemployed right now. And as the project, whatever the project changes to, transforms into something that's more research-oriented, that doesn't bode well for those who are underserved in Milwaukee.
Barrett says he's also concerned about how the changes in Mount Pleasant will impact taxpayers and their investment in the project. Tim Sheehy of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce says there's been a lot of speculation, but it's his understanding that Foxconn is committed to manufacturing in Wisconsin.
What they've said is they're reviewing their original plans to manufacture LCD screens here, and that makes some sense given the changing dynamics in the market.
Sheehy says the company's contract with the state confirms that Foxconn will only be paid for jobs and capital investment that are brought to or made here in Wisconsin. Sheehy says because of that, he's not concerned about Wisconsin being left high and dry if Foxconn were not to follow through on its contract.
So, hypothetically, if Foxconn stopped today and made no other investment, Wisconsin would not have paid out any incentives, and Foxconn would still be responsible for 30 years of property tax payments in the neighborhood of $30 million a year to pay for any of the infrastructure costs that are in place.
The Foxconn project was championed by former Governor Scott Walker, a Republican. New Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, says he's been working closely with the company. His administration issued a statement saying it will continue to monitor the project to ensure that the interests of Wisconsin workers and taxpayers are protected. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.